We'll resume the hearing. Thank you. You're here today for Watercolors Health Centre?
I am.
Please proceed.
Good afternoon. Thank you. I haven't prepared a summary of the evidence in relation to submission 253, as the evidence itself was only 2 pages long, so it's been very brief anyway. As you would have seen from your slide, is that the Wanaka Lakes Health Centre and the adjacent Enliven Care Facility are located on Cadrona Valley Road in an area that's proposed to be zoned largely residential. Now, the land to the immediate north is proposed to be low density residential, and to the south is proposed to be local shopping centre. The Wanaka Lakes Health Centre contains both the town's doctors, surgeries, a dental surgery, physios, optometrists, pharmacy, specialist medical consulting rooms, and other medical facilities. The building itself is the medical hub for Wanaka and the surrounding districts, and will be so for the foreseeable future, given the building itself is only 7 years old. The adjacent aspiring Enliven Care Facility is an aged care hospital with palliative care, dementia ward, and hospice components. This building is only 2 years old. As you have seen, both facilities are modern, purpose-built medical buildings serving a growing population. It's therefore very unlikely that those medical activities will relocate in the foreseeable future, and almost certain not to seek alternative uses in the life of the proposed district plan. The Wanaka Lakes Health Centre in submission 253 submitted that the sites be rezoned from livestock residential in the proposed district plan to local shopping centre zone. The purpose of this zone is more to remove an anomaly from the district plan rather than with an intention to develop or redevelop these sites. The local shopping centre zone, in my opinion, better reflects the existing use of both buildings and is consistent with the proposed zoning of land itself. The large lot residential zone that is proposed is incongruous with the current use of the site, adjacent land, and any likely future use of buildings, or in the extremely unlikely event that the buildings are removed. The 5 times 4,000 square metre sites and houses enabled by the large lot residential zone would be an anomaly in a residential or small-scale commercial area. I was a little surprised when I read the rebuttal evidence in that it preferred to maintain a zoning anomaly in order to prevent a possible greater range of commercial use on sites. I can see that the 75% site coverage provided by the local shopping centre zone may be a little concerned, given that the health centre currently occupies about 24% of the site and the Enliven Care Facility about 36% of the site. But given the factors described above and contained in paragraph 2.5 of my evidence, particularly the existing car park shortage on the health centre site, I consider it unlikely that the sites would develop to this coverage were they to be rezoned to local shopping centre zone. For the reasons outlined in my evidence, I consider that the site should be rezoned to a local shopping centre to remove the large lot residential zone anomaly that's currently in the proposed district plan.
Mr. White, the thought that I had reading your evidence was, doesn't your argument rebound itself? What does it matter If these facilities are not going to change, they're quite new, they're servicing a vital community need, your evidence is they're very unlikely to change. Who cares what the zone is?
I had the same thought myself. And that's why the submission itself, the evidence, and my presentation here are reasonably brief. The brief from the client was, see if you can remove the anomaly here, but don't worry too much about it. It's not going to make a great deal of difference in the long term to the owners of either of the sites.
And on the technical issue about the program, planning response to the use of the facilities, there's progress, evidence which Ms. Jones has adopted, points out that in the large lot residential zone envisages and provides its policies for community activities. Her view was, therefore, it wasn't as anomalous as it might seem. That's paraphrasing, my paraphrasing. What's your response to that?
That's correct as far as it goes. However, the medical activity, or community activity is defined in the district plan, is a permitted activity in the local shopping centre zone. So it would sit better within the planning framework as a permitted activity as opposed to discretionary in the large residential zone.
So it's a marginal call. Is that fair?
As I said earlier, I don't think it makes a great deal of difference either way. It does seem like an anomaly.
In terms of the evidence we've heard relating to the local shopping centres, isn't it? There's a number of submitters that would like to submit. What did you find in this instance? For its part, the council has gone the other way and sought to reduce the extent of the zone it notified itself in its own plan. Its view is that there are some potential effects related to too much supply of this zone. Is that something you think we should be worried about?
It certainly is. In the wider context, yes. But in relation to these particular sites, given the activities that are occurring on there and the buildings that are on there, I'm not sure that that's as much of a concern as it would be in other locations. Mm.
Aside from the more permissive rule framework, and as I understand it, while the were we to agree and recommend the local shopping centre zone, the community activities permitted, but any new buildings are restricted discretionary.
That's correct.
And so it's not as simple as saying the door's now open, it's going to be consent required in either zone scenario.
That is correct.
Aside from the more permissive rules and consenting framework, are there any particular objectives or policies of the local shopping centre zone that make it more suited for the existing activities than the proposed residential zone?
Thank you.
And I'm not asking you to tell me which provisions you think might be relevant or useful. I want specific things that you think the local shopping centre zone does that the residential zone alternative does not do.
Okay. Objective 15.2.1 provides for activities to meet the daily needs of the community, which the lifestyle residential zone doesn't in relation to the activities that are already occurring on the site. Policy 15.2.1.1 is similar. 15.2.1.2 covers that issue that you were raising before, ensuring that local shopping centres at a small scale do not undermine function and role of the town centres.
So can we just talk about that policy in the context that in addition to your client's land, there's also a proposed area of local shopping centre zone next door in the PDP?
There is.
And taken together, which we'd be obliged to think through, would that still be small scale? On undermining the role of functional town centres. Bearing in mind that while you can tell us and your client might tell you that they have no real wish to change what they're doing, the zone would provide a heck of a lot of opportunity for them to do all sorts of things.
It does, yes.
And I think we need to, you'd agree, we need to think through what the zone would enable to happen as well as just what's already there.
Correct.
So I'm interested in your clarification on 15.2.1.2, if we consider, first of all, the notified local shopping centre zone, not necessarily just the shrunk version the council would seek, because I'm not sure every submitter supports shrinking it, in addition to your client's land, which I think would be adding up to somewhere well over 3.5, maybe 4 hectares.
The Enliven Care Centre and the healthcare centres, they're about 1 hectare each.
And I think the council notified a 2.7 hectare. Local shopping centre zone next door. So that's about 4 hectares.
Mm.
So would that be small scale?
Well, 4 hectares would be bigger than the town centre itself.
So no. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but would you agree though that if we did not support the council's proposition to shrink it. So let's just do it another way. Would you agree that our consideration, particularly of 15.2.1.2, the case to rezone your client's land would become stronger if we were to support downsizing the notified shopping centre zone next door? I.e. that would be a smaller total area of zone and whatever small scale means that might come under that or not?
It would be, or as an alternative, to look at some form of control of the site coverage or the activities that could occur in that area to ensure that it was still at a small scale.
I see. Okay. So help me think through that. So you're suggesting if there was, say about 2.7 notified plus 1 hectare for each of the two, so 3.7 hectares.
Mm-hmm.
And you're suggesting what one could do could be limit what could be done on that area of land,
mm-hmm.
so that the net result, not in terms of zone size, but actual extent of commercial community, whatever activity, was small scale.
Mm-hmm. And still satisfied that policy.
In light of the scale of the existing town centre here and the proposed Three Parks one, What would small scale be?
When you say small scale, do you mean in
So forget the land area. So that now I want to know how, what, for instance, we should shrink the building coverage.
In relation to the entire.
Let's forget the land area.
Yeah.
Whether it's 4 hectares, 3 hectares, 2 hectares, 2 hectares. What you're suggesting to us, in other words, is that maybe we shouldn't be distracted with the area of the zone. We should be thinking small scale in terms of the amount of development that happens. So if we had a really small area of land, maybe the site coverage and height could be very large. But if you had a very large area of land, maybe the site coverage and height would be much less.
That may have been appropriate response, yes.
So what I'm asking you, following up on your idea,
how many square metres?
What kind of scale of commercial development would mean small scale?
That's something I haven't considered.
Okay. All right. But you'd invite us nonetheless to have a think about what we think it might be.
That's an option that you may well wish to consider.
I see.
Me, thank you. Definitely. Thank you very much for your attendance and for your contribution.
Thank you.
Can I ask, before you get out of the hot seat?
Wait, that was nearly gone. Yeah, sure.
One of the matters that has arisen in our consideration of other submissions around what the scope of a submission may be is a general view that if the PDP started at A and a submission proposed B, scope would be anything between A and B. And unless the submission explicitly said B and nothing but the B, no compromise makes sense. So what I want to put to you is, if we found ourselves in a position where we, for things like 15212 or another, or anything else, we found we didn't support the rezoning of the sort, and we focused on what appears to be the material issue here, things like the activity status, the changes, things like what the applicable development control standards might be.
Mm-hmm.
Would there be, in your view, scope for us to consider retaining the zone as proposed, the council's residential zone, but in addition to the blanket discretionary activity status for community activities that's there, add a restricted discretionary activity related to additions and alterations to existing community activities?
In relation to this particular submission, you may well have an issue with scope, because what the submission sought was that the zone be extended.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, that the local shopping centre zone be extended, not changes made to the large lot residential zone.
No, but I'm trying to understand the relief that's actually sought resulting from the zone change, and whether there's any option that might still award the relief that's sought, end of day relief, because I don't think the submitter wants to build a shopping centre. The submission is we want the zone because we think it's more friendly to helping us do what we're doing and do what we're doing in a bigger way. Is that fair?
That is fair, without the intention.
But I take your point, it's potentially a complicated one because we're talking about different zones. Okay, well, go ahead and see that. Thanks, sir.
Now you really can. On that basis, we will adjourn now to 1:30.